Burton Lady Panthers basketball is on the air. This playoff game against Goldthwaite is made possible by Burton ISD, Plan North Architecture, Telgear Toyota, Burnham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dahman & Associates, Burton St. Jones United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe & Steel, Burton Friends & Neighbors, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's Buy & Buy, Wellness Insurance Agency, HEB & Burnham, J&J Packing, BVR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, the Blue Bow Aquatic Center, Market Reality, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady basketball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady basketball team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Georgetown Eastview High School, and it is the region semifinals in Class 2A, Division 2, Region 4. Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Goldthwaite Lady Eagles. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And fans filing in here to the gym and getting ready for what should be a big night of basketball.
Yeah, this should be an exciting game. Anytime that you get this stage in the playoffs, all teams are going to be good. No team's going to be a cakewalk. Last game when we played, they had some taller girls. Today, we match up height-wise the same. These girls don't miss many shots here that we're watching them warm up right now. But our girls, if they're on, have fun out there. That's what I told coaches, have fun. And we're going to be just fine.
Absolutely. And we had a great ride up here. Real nice and smooth as we made our way here to Georgetown. Gorgeous gymnasium here. And looking forward to the big crowd. I see the cheerleaders have just arrived here, and it's going to be a big night.
Now just look at the gym. You said a nice gym. What color is this gym?
Red.
That's what I'm talking about, red and white, so that's a sign.
Yeah. And before we go to break, high school hoops enthusiasts, mark your calendars for the back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/basketball. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high-quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs, and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
All right, as we come back here to the Georgetown Eastview High School Gymnasium, and the Burton Lady Panthers get set to take on the Goldthwaite Lady Eagles. And, of course, Burton coming off a big win over Harper this past Tuesday night and giving some momentum here going into this one. And Lady Panthers right now 31-5 on the season. It's just... You can't say enough about the job Coach Taplin and Coach Hody have done with these young ladies. They have had just an incredible run this year.
Yeah, everybody before the season started even were getting giddy about this group of girls, the mix of the freshmen. You know, we got Aaron, who is our only senior, but just a tremendous athlete. But the whole group, they play as a team. And like you said, Coach Taplin and Coach Hody have they gel together with these girls. They play hard for them. I think last game on Tuesday was good for us because it was a little bit of a test. Yeah, we jumped ahead, but then Harper never stopped, yeah. And they kept pushing us. So we got a little bit battle tested there. We live and die by the press and the three-pointers. The way I read Goldthwaite, they do too. I don't know about the pressing wise, but I think they're going to live by the three-pointer too, just by watching them warm up here. They do not look near as athletic as Harper, but they beat Harper by 20 and 17 or something like that, or 40, you told me?
40, yeah.
20 and 40, and they're in the same district,
and,
so.
And just like, it looked like they got some girls that could shoot pretty good on this.
Yeah.
Like you said, they may not, we have probably the better athletes, but they got some girls that look like they can shoot.
Yeah, they're probably really disciplined. Because Harper, I thought, was a really good team. They had height, and they had really good ball handlers. They broke the press on us kind of the way you're supposed to by passing through the middle and the wings coming. So we're going to have to focus and be on our A game today to compete and play hard against this team.
Yep. And we're going to step aside and take another break, and we'll be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here to the Eastview High School Gymnasium, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, and looks like we're joined here by the cheerleaders.
Mr. Snow wants to get a picture with the cheerleaders behind us, and they do a great job on not only the football, but supporting all the events like basketball and volleyball. And Mr. Snow is just a special person at Burton High School.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't thank him enough.
No, that he cares so much about Burton, and the pictures he takes is just unbelievable and everything. So. Yeah. Holler loud, girl.
All right. Thank you, ladies. we also thank you because all the great photos we have on our website come through Mr. Snow. And so we appreciate him helping us out on that this year. And meanwhile, as we continue with this one, we are counting down to the start of this. And, of course, the winner moves on to the state semifinals next week, which will be against either Martins Mill or Chirino. And then should they advance further than that, then it would be Thursday night, 7 o'clock, state championship at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. And that is, for all the remaining teams, that is the ultimate goal, is to make that trip to the Alamo City.
Boy, it would be a lot of river walking going on by these Burton people if and when we make it there.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. It's been a while. Let's see, I think it was last time we were there, we did football. And that was, we still had Harmel. That was.
Yeah, Harmel and D.
Yeah, and then had the unfortunate missed field goal.
Thought we had it, and we were all excited and going to state.
And then they did that ice the kicker joke.
Yeah.
I hate that.
But these girls got a really, really good chance to get us there. You know, you got to take one game at a time. They can't look past this one to play Monday or Tuesday next week, because if you look past one game at this stage, you're probably going to be going home.
Exactly. And we'll continue with more of the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
All right, as we come back here, and the Burton Lady Panthers warming up, getting ready for this big game against the Goldthwaite Lady Eagles. And let's talk about some of the other sports going on for Burton. And, of course, earlier today on the Burton tournament, baseball on the baseball side, Panthers getting a 4-0 shutout win over Anderson Shiro, and Tyler Witt continuing his great shot, another complete game shutout and 9 strikeouts.
You know, they're getting into baseball shape. It's still early in the season, but Ruben was here and talked to him, and he's feeling good. He said he's going to throw tomorrow, which he had a little scare with his left shoulder. It wasn't his right one, but his left shoulder. But he said he's ready to go, and it's going to be another exciting year for Coach Thaler and his group.
And then also softball playing today. And the girls split their games over at the Franklin tournament. Lost the first one to Como Picton 15-3, but then came back Midway Junior Varsity and beat them 16-6. And what an incredible game. Amaya Williams just signed her letter of intent yesterday. And then comes through, or was it Wednesday? Wednesday she signed it. And comes through 4-for-4, 2 singles, double, home run, 5 runs batted in and there.
That's a special young lady. We got a good laugh at her. She invited a few of us to be there also, which was very honored to do that for her. In her first statement out, she said, "I thank my parents for giving birth to me." And we started laughing at her, and then that kind of broke the ice, and she started with her teammates, and God giving her the ability to play. And anybody has their priorities right like that, you're going to do good things.
Absolutely. And then on the Brenham scoreboard, they picked up a they got one win in the books and about to get another one. Cubs beating Cedar Park 5-1 in the first game today. And then they're leading Harlingen. They're in the third inning right now. Cubs up 17-0 in that one.
Hey, that's a good old-fashioned A-whooping right there.
Yeah. And, of course, tomorrow the tournament will depend on seeding as to when they're going to play. And meanwhile, we also don't want to forget we got boys basketball coming up too tonight. The Brenham Cub boys basketball taking on Iowa Colony. And that one is over at Katie Pato High School, 7 o'clock for the start time, 6:30 pregame on our KWHI.com sports alternate feed with Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange. And then as soon as our Burton broadcast concludes, then we'll be moving the Brenham game over to the radio in the main feed. But in the meantime, if you want to check out that game, that one will start, the broadcast will start at 6:30 on the alternate feed. Yeah, meanwhile, let's take another break, and we've got more to come when we come back, as we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
All right. right, as we come back here, and the Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Goldthwait Lady Eagles. And let's take a step back and look at how Burton got in this one. Of course, they finished the year co-district champions with Mumford. And then in the playoffs so far, Lady Panthers started off with a 33-10 win over Big Sandy. And that was the bi-district game. In the area round, they defeated Weimer 57-45. And then in the region semifinals this past Tuesday, knocked off Harper by a final score of 50-41. And then for Goldthwait, they were the champions out of their district. And in the playoffs so far, in bi-district round, they defeated LaPrior 77-29. And then area round, they beat Port Aransas 61-54. And then just this past Monday in the region semifinals, they defeated Evadale 51-38. And that's where the two teams are right now. And still continuing with the warm-ups. We're just about ready to get this one underway. And let's send you one more time back to the studios and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, we are back, and the countdown looks like we're just under 2 minutes on the clock ready for the start of tonight's game. And the Burton Lady Panthers and the Goldthwait Lady Eagles. And for Burton, it'll more than likely be their usual starting lineup. Maya Rodriguez, Lexi Brazier, Aaron Huntsman, Harper Hody, and Valerie Hernandez. And we'll wait to see who Goldthwait's starters are.
Goldthwait only has two seniors. We got one. They have four juniors compared to we only have
two.
Mm-hmm. So it's fairly young on both sides, and should be an exciting game.
Yep, and we're just about ready for the official introductions and, of course, our national anthem as well. Band still filing in, able to get a good seat. Yeah, we're down here courtside. At least they didn't put us up in the nosebleeds. This go around.
At least we're down here on the back side and we're on our home side this time.
Yeah.
The last two we were on the visitor side and, you know, it's all right though.
Yep.
Here we go.
And by the way, thanks to the folks here at East U helping us get set up here tonight.
Michael, welcome to you to the picture gallery for tonight's basketball matchup between the Goldthwait Lady Eagles and Burton Lady Panthers.
honor every proclaim of our national anthem.
Set to go here in Georgetown with his regional championship game. Winner moves on to the state semifinals. Loser will see their season come to an end. And as we said, don't forget about later on tonight, Brenham Cub basketball. It'll start on the sports alternate feed at kwhi.com. Cubs taking on Iowa Colony, and it's a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock start time. We have Tommy Lang and Stephen Drain. And then when our Burton broadcast is over, we'll switch it over here to the radio on the main feed. And we are set to go. Aaron Huntsman jumping center.
Our fans going to have to pick it up. That's why you're getting the clapping going on over there.
And Riley Greenway for the Lady Eagles. And they had a temporary problem with the scoreboard. Now they're ready to go.
And there's tip
and Lady Panthers win the opening possession. And Hernandez over to Huntsman. And now in the corner, they swing it around out to Brazier. They're going inside to Hody. Hody back up top to Brazier. And around, trying to go inside. And almost lost that one. Hernandez ran and chased it down. And Huntsman now with the basketball. To Hernandez, back out to Huntsman, over to Hody.
They got their zone way out on us, knowing that we like to jack that three up.
And they're working around to Hernandez, top of the key. Gives it over to Hody. And inside the Huntsman, back out to Hody. And Hody
blocked.
Have a three-pointer attempt blocked. And
good save.
Anyway, and that was Maya Rodriguez who put it up and in for two. And so bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Eagles, and they get around to Jaden Stewart and over to Kenley Howard. And Howard going inside and shot up and in for two by Angelica Oosthuizen.
Tied at two.
2-2 tie with 6:25 left to play in the first quarter. We're just underway. Val Hernandez bringing the ball up the court for Burton. Over to Aaron Huntsman. Now gives it to Harper Hody. In the corner, she's got Lexi Brazier. Brazier got to fire up a three and overshot it. Burton does get it back in. It's going to go out of bounds.
Burton ball.
Panthers retain possession. And inbounds pass.
Bucket in.
Up and in for two.
Bucket and a foul on Brazier.
And so that'll send Brazier to the free throw line as well for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And foul was called on Jaden Stewart. That'll be her first. Brazier going to the line. And
nice.
She hits it. And makes it 5-2 Burton here in the early going. 6:05 left to play in the first quarter. And ball pass was blocked by Brazier. And now they get it up ahead to Stewart. And almost lost that one. Andy Edwards coming down with it for the Lady Eagles. And they drive, pass the ball out to Howard. Stewart was looking for a shot and had two white jerseys in front of her. And now they work the ball around. Top of the key. And three-pointer attempt by Howard. Rims out. Brazier with a rebound. And she'll get it up ahead to Hernandez. And Hernandez is going to fire a long-range three.
In and out.
Rims in and out. And coming down with the rebound. Now back the other way. Lady Eagles drive. The ball is blocked out of bounds. And so the Eagles will maintain possession. That'll stop the clock at 5:07 here in the first quarter. Burton still leads 5-2. Inbounds pass and a three-pointer misses. Brazier comes down with the air ball. Oh. Ball stolen away. And Howard put the shot up, missed it, but is going to draw a foul on Brazier. And for Lexi, that's going to be her first. And that'll send Kenley Howard to the free throw line.
4:59 left in this first quarter. Burton up 5-2.
And she misses the first one. And Howard misses
it's
them both.
Up.
And Huntsman with the rebound. Up ahead to Hernandez. And cross court to Brazier. Trying to go down in. Shot up and missed by Huntsman. And Lady Eagles have the basketball. Howard driving. Puts up the shot. Blocked out of bounds by Rodriguez. Oh.
Hey.
They're going to say it went out of bounds.
We got a break on that one.
Yeah. And it'll be Burton basketball back the other way. 4:35 left to go in the first quarter. Lady Panthers up 5-2. And ball goes to Huntsman. And she's going to fire up a long range. Three misses and rebound. And we're going to get a foul call on Burton.
Blocking foul. Huntsman.
I think, yeah, it is on Huntsman. That'll be her first. Second team foul on the Panthers. And inbounds pass. Burton going with that full court press. And they do get it across. And three-pointer missing by Greenway. That was out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Burton. So the Eagles will remain retain possession. Inbounds pass, and they give it to Greenway, or puts it up, rattles the rim, and doesn't go. Burton coming down with a rebound. Hernandez, top of the key. Gives it to Huntsman. Huntsman back to Hody. And gives it to Hernandez, looking for Brazier in the corner. Thought about a three. Now going to drive the lane, puts up the shot, misses. Knocked around a little bit, and the Eagles come away with a loose ball. Greenway drives, puts up the shot, and it'll be another foul call against Burton. And that's going to be on Lexi Brazier, her second. And Riley Greenway will go to the free throw line, and she hits it to make it a 5-3 game.
Ellis coming in for Brazier.
Yeah, with the two fouls already. Coach making the right call, sitting her down. Don't want her to pick up that third foul this early. And she misses the second free throw, and Huntsman bringing the ball up the court. Gives over to Rodriguez, down to Hody. Hody drove it now. Gives it to Huntsman, and Huntsman going to call for traveling.
Timeout, Burton.
And Coach Taplin not liking what he sees. He's going to take a timeout. And we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
And back we come here, and it's Goldthwait with the basketball. Trying to find an open player. They go in underneath the Greenway.
Okay, then a foul. Foul on Harper Hody.
Harper Hody, that'll be her first. Fourth team foul on Burton. And Greenway will go to the line. And she hits it.
Their first lead, 6-5 with 2:47 left this first quarter.
And now Burton with the basketball. Hernandez. Looking it around, and Hody. Pass the ball off to Rodriguez, now back to Hernandez. Hernandez trying to look for an opening to the running lane, but can't find it. Now she does. Slips through, and we got a foul whistled.
14.
No.
Try again, Darryl.
15. 15. Kimberly Howard with her first. And that one out of bounds on Burton, so it'll be a turnover. Got 2:15 left to play. Here in the first quarter, Goldthwait leading Burton 6-5. Still early yet. And ball stolen away on the pass by Hernandez. And up ahead to Ellis, down the corner to Hody. Hody fires up a three and misses. Ball being knocked around. Who came
Rodriguez.
Down? And Rodriguez up and in for two.
Burton takes the lead back 7-6.
And for Maya, that'll give her 4 points in the game. Down to 1:45 left to go. And up ahead to Christina Yenstrosa, who just checked in, passes the ball off. And that's Andy Edwards with a three-pointer. And makes it 9-7 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Martin working the ball around. Over to Hernandez. Hernandez going to fire up a three off the mark.
Huntsman with the rebound.
Aaron did a good job of chasing that one down. And now Odie trying to go in the corner to Ellis.
Jump ball.
And jump ball is going to belong to the Lady Eagles. With a minute 5 left to go here in the first quarter. Goldthwaite leading Burton 9-7.
Minute 5 left in this first quarter.
Goldthwaite working the ball up the court. They go to Oosthuizen, who's checked back into the game. And over to Edwards.
What about
Stewart.
The three?
And baseline to Oosthuizen. Now back to Greenway, and she's up and in for two. And Greenway now with 6 points, and it's 11-7. 35 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And Hody over to Huntsman. Back over to Hernandez. Hernandez thought about a three. And now they give it over to Huntsman. Huntsman's going to fire up a three off the mark. Out of bounds. And that'll stop the clock with 17.6 seconds. And Coach Taplin's going to send Brazier back in.
And Huntsman coming out.
Yeah, give her a break.
17.6. We don't need Lex to get a cheap foul here.
Yep. And up ahead, they get it to Edwards. Now they're working around. Three-pointer attempt. Missing. And a rebound by Hody. And we're down to 1 second left up ahead. Hernandez throws a long-range three. And came close.
He had the distance, just a little off.
And we have reached the end of the first quarter with our score. Goldthwaite 11, Burton 7. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go here to the second quarter. Goldthwaite leading Burton 11-7. And Hernandez bringing the ball up in for Burton. Over to Rodriguez. And now to Harper. Hody at the top of the key there. And cross court to Brazier. Brazier thought about a three, but then they got a defender over there pretty quick.
They swarm in defense, man.
Yeah. And Hernandez over to Ellis, down to Brazier, and Brazier puts up a shot.
Nice shot.
And Lexi Brazier now with 5 points. And Burton's got the lead down to 2.
Almost stole by Hody.
And now up ahead. And get it to Greenway. She puts it up and in for 2. And makes it 13-9. Greenway with 8 points. She's the leading scorer on either side so far. And over to Hody. Hody puts up a shot, banks it off the glass but misses. And a rebound by the Lady Eagles. Stewart drives, puts it up and in. Or no, excuse me, that was Howard that drives, put it up and in for 2.
Way too easy. She took it all away from the other side. We got to pick up this intensity here.
And turn around. Ellis misses the shot. The rebound again. Goldthwait bringing the ball up the court. 6-point lead, 15-9.
Stolen.
And now they get up ahead. Ellis put the shot, misses. And
out on Burton.
And so we'll, and Coach Tapler wants a timeout. He's not liking the way this one's starting. And we'll take the timeout with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
And we come back and the Lady Eagles leading the Lady Panthers 15-9 with 5:45 left to go. Burton with the basketball, missing the shot. Now they get it back and up and in for two. And I think that's Rodriguez again.
Yes.
Gives her 6 points. And Eagles
traveling.
And we get called for traveling. And Burton will get the ball back. Hot stop with 5:30 left to play here in quarter number two. And Huntsman will come back in, and Cody will get a break. And Hernandez over to Huntsman. Huntsman back out to Brazier, and ball stolen away.
Three on one.
Fast break, and they drive, and up and in for two.
Right now, they're just so much quicker than we are.
17-11. Hernandez with the basketball. And Huntsman driving.
Stolen by Goldthwait.
And Goats no choice as Odie's going to go back in. And Huntsman coming out. And we got a little confusion on the court. And apparently they called a foul on Hernandez, and that'll be her first. Yeah, working the ball up the court. There are the Goldthwait Lady Eagles, and a three-pointer missing.
Rebound, Burton pushing it.
And in the corner, Brazier thought about a three, now is going to move over a little bit, puts up the shot, misses. And a rebound by the Lady Eagles.
Foul on Hernandez.
And Hernandez. That'll be her second. Clock stops at 4:24 left to go here in the second quarter.
17-11.
Steal
by Ramirez.
Rodriguez. And over to Brazier. Brazier gives it to Hernandez. Hernandez over to Rodriguez. And that Ellis driving. And pass the ball back out. Over to Brazier. Brazier turnaround jumper. Puts it up. Misses. And rebound by Yastrosa. And now the Eagles up ahead. And driving the lane, put the shot missing was Howard. And
wipe off.
And it's going to be Burton basketball. They lose it out of bounds as Goldthwait lost it out of bounds. And Hernandez bringing the ball up the court. Maya Nickerson is now checked in the game. Nickerson over to Rodriguez. Now to Brazier. Top of the key. Goes Hernandez. And now over to Rodriguez. Going inside to Hody. Hody trying to put up the shot as deflected. And back into the hands of Goldthwait. And they're working around over to Greenway. Greenway in the corner. And a three-pointer attempt missing by the Eagles. Brazier comes up with it. Now fast break. And Brazier puts it up. Misses the shot. And rebound. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of Hernandez. As she and Greenway were both going for it. And as we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, I want to let you know, don't forget, we've got Brenham Cub basketball as well tonight. They're getting ready to start. Their schedule starts 6:30 on the KWHI.com sports alternate feed. Cubs taking on Iowa Colony in the area round of the playoffs. Yeah, Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange with a call of that for you. And then after our game is over, that game will switch over here to the main feed. And meanwhile, up in Greenway puts it through again. 10 points for her. It's down 19 to 11.
2 minutes left in the second quarter.
And Goldthwait opening up an 8-point lead here on Burton. Hody trying to go inside. Now back out to Hody. And going to Rodriguez. Back to Hody. And over to Hernandez now. Hernandez is going to put up a three.
Not anymore.
Big three-pointer there for Val Hernandez, and it's now 19-14. Burton's cut the lead down to 5. And Greenwood bringing the ball up the court. And swinging around to J.D. Stewart. Now back over to Kenley Howard. And going side to Greenway, puts it up and in for 2.
That girl's a ball player.
She's got 12 of their 21 points now. And we're down to a minute 15. And in the corner, three-pointer air ball. And it will belong to the Lady Eagles. And Hody going to come out, and Coach going to have Autumn Applewhite check into the game. Eagles bringing the ball up the court. Over to Edwards. Now in the corner. Three-pointer missing.
There she is again.
Again, up and in for 2. And makes it 23-14 with 49 seconds left. Burton up ahead. With the Brazier. And they lose it out of bounds. Brazier dribbled it off her foot. And so.
Ellis coming back in.
And Applewhite will check you out.
42 seconds left in this second quarter. 23-14 goes away.
Burton needs to stop here. And they work the ball around. The Eagles over to Howard. Howard top of the key. Looks like they're playing for the last shot here.
A lot of movement.
Down to 15 seconds. And over to Edwards. Edwards being guarded by Nickerson. And in the corner, they go inside. And putting up the shot was Oosthuizen. She misses. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Burton basketball. Burton's got 3.7 seconds to get a shot off. And Ellis fires it up, and it's going to be well short, and that's the end of the first half of play with our score, the Gold Point Lady Eagles 23 and the Burton Lady Panthers 14. Back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
As we come back here at the half, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you, and the Goldthwait Lady Eagles leading the Burton Lady Panthers 23-14, and this one was close to start with, but now Daryl, Goldthwait starting to get a little bit of an advantage here.
Best I can expect. They are cool, they're collective, they swarm through the ball, and number 23, Rayleigh Greenway, she will play big-time basketball somewhere. She wants the ball. This first half, we didn't really have nobody beside Lexi that wants to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And that's very not normal for our team, and we had some looks. Yeah. And normally we were throwing it up there, and today we're looking to pass it, and their defense is tremendous on us. So the more we're passing the ball, we're starting to turn it over, or either we're throwing up an air ball, and just not tonight. I mean, take nothing away from their defense. We're just not in ourselves. Right now, I'm going to have to tell you the game is too big for us right now.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like we're not watching the same team that we've been seeing this entire playoff run, because we were used to them being fearless about putting shots up, and now it's like,
yeah,
they're not. It's like they're hesitant about, like you said, hesitant about getting the shot off.
It's back to that statement, you live and die by the three. Right now we're dying by it. But also, we're not getting back on defense when they're breaking our press. We're not getting back. They're having a three-on-one. They pass the ball very well. Very disciplined team.
They certainly are. And we've got more to come here on the halftime report. First, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel,
personal attention for your next project.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
As we come back here, the score right now here at halftime, the Goldthwait Lady Eagles 23 and the Burton Lady Panthers 14. And don't forget, if you want to hear the Brenham basketball game, Brenham Cubs and Iowa Colony, that one is on our KWHI.com Sports Ultimate feed with Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange on the call there. And it'll be on the Ultimate feed till our broadcast is done, and then we'll move it over to the main feed in the radio. Meanwhile, let's take a look at the stats here at the half. And it was Goldthwait outscoring Burton 11-7 in the first quarter and 12-7 in the second quarter. And that's why they have the 9-point lead at the moment. And their leading scorer, Riley Greenway, she's got 14 points in the game. Meanwhile, for Burton, their leading scorer is Maya Rodriguez with 6 points and Lexi Brazier with 5 points. And so far, the only two with multiple fouls, Brazier with 2 and Hernandez also with 2. As Lady Panthers coming out of the locker room, and let's see if they can pick it up in the second half here. And we're going to take one more break and be back with the second half of action. After we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
All right, as we come back here, we're ready to start the second half of play. Goldthwait leading Burton 23-14. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from Georgetown Eastview High School. And we are ready for the officials.
Got about 40 seconds left before they're going to kick this baby off.
Yep.
Both teams are ready to go. First 3 minutes, Doug, I'm going to just say it. I think that's going to tell the story. If we're come out of this halftime, relax, being ourselves, that we shoot the ball. That first half, we were too timid. Goldthwait They're a very relaxed team. They're playing like they've been here before. And 23, we have Lex on her right now. That's probably our most athletic player to put on her. Long as we don't, how many fouls does Lex got?
Two right now.
She has two, so she's going to have to be careful that she doesn't pick up a quick one right here and everything, because I'm sure she's 23 is going to take it to the hole.
And we begin now the third quarter. Goldthwait with the basketball. It's Edwards, or excuse me, Howard at the top of the key. They're looking around and in the corner. And they throw the ball away, and so it'll be Burton basketball. And Hernandez bringing the ball up the court. And
turnover.
I missed over the
Chaplin is mad.
Oh, they called a foul on Layla Ellis. One of those fouls away from the basket. And so Goldthwait with the basketball. Howard goes in the corner and three-pointer attempt missing. And they do come away with it. And Greenway over to Howard. Howard almost had the ball down.
Stolen by Ellis.
Ellis went back the other way, puts up the shot, misses, and goes over to Huntsman. Huntsman puts it up and misses, and coming away with it is Edwards. And Kenley Howard bringing the ball up the court. Over to Edwards. I can imagine they're looking to try to get it to Greenway. Being heavily guarded by Brazier. And then we're going to know they finally do get it to Greenway.
Oh.
And back in the corner now, going inside, looking for Oosthuizen. And now back the other way come the Lady Panthers. Harper Hody at the top of the key. Goes over to Aaron Huntsman. Huntsman to Brazier.
Block and foul.
Foul is being called on Angelica Oosthuizen.
Nice job. Nice job. I would have had to say just Angelica. Oh.
And that's her first.
Rodriguez coming back in for Ellis.
And so each team with one team foul so far. And Huntsman trying to go to Brazier. Brazier being guarded by Stewart. And we're going to get a whistle. And it falls against Burton.
We pulled out of our press. We're back into a zone.
And so we're at 5:45 left to play. Still, neither team has been able to score here in the third quarter. And they try to go inside the Greenway. And the ball stolen away. Now Brazier back. And she's going to stop and wait for the rest of her teammates. And Hernandez drives the lane.
And a bucket.
In for two. Madison Hernandez, the line foul is called on Kenley Howard. That'll be her second. Hernandez at the free throw line. And she hits it.
Got this lead to six.
And we're going to get a timeout taken by Lady Eagles, and we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And we come back here. The Goldthwait Lady Eagles lead the Burton Lady Panthers 23-17. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And they go inside and shot up and missing. And Burton comes down with it. Hernandez back the other way. And drive the lane. Misses the shot. And going down, they got Greenway on a fast break. Wide open, and she lays it up and in for two. And it makes it 25-17. Cross-court pass to Hody. Now back to Hernandez. Over to Brazier. Back out to Hody. Hody looking for Huntsman. Huntsman going to drive the lane. Puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Stewart. And so give it over to Edwards. And now to Howard, bringing the ball up the court. Going to slow the pace down.
25-17 with 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Goldthwait.
Fast-moving game. Oh, and they put the shot up, misses. Loose ball on the court. And a foul called on Goldthwait.
15.
That'll be on Howard. Kelly Howard. That's her third. And it's now trying to cut into this 8-point lead. Gives it to Hody. Hody over to Hernandez. Hernandez over to Brazier. Brazier thought about a three. Now I'm trying to drive the lane. Gives it back out to Hody. Hody over to Huntsman. Huntsman back out to Hernandez. Hernandez drives. Puts up a one-handed shot. Misses. And rebound by Howard. Howard bringing the ball up the court, gives it over to Stewart. And now they work it inside.
Shot is by Hernandez.
Hernandez all over the court. And now driving the lane, passing the ball out to Rodriguez. Over to Brazier. Brazier in the corner. And over to Hody. And Hody going to fire up a three, misses.
Brazier went over the back.
Going to end up with it, and it ends up in the hands of the Lady Eagles. And that's Stewart bringing the ball up the court. And they work it around, and a three-pointer misses. Greenway was trying to chase that one down.
Burton ball.
Out of bounds, belonging to the Lady Panthers. At 2:30 left to play. Here in quarter number three. Burton trailing 25-17. And cross court. I'm going to give it to Brazier. Hody with a three-pointer. She hit it. And that makes it a five-point game. 2 minutes left to play. And I think for our confidence, Hody really needed that
yes,
one.
Yes.
And cross court. Driving the
lane. Hernandez again. And she saved it.
and knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Gold. Or no, it's going to be Burton basketball. Going to get some substitutions now as Ellis will check in for Huntsman. And Yanastrosa will check in for Oosthuizen. Fernandez bringing the ball up the court. Over to Brazier. Back out to Ellis and over to Odie. And Hernandez puts up a three, misses. Ball is tipped and Rodriguez comes away with it. Back out to Odie. And Hody to Rodriguez. And nearly lost that one, but Burton managed to gain possession again. And we're going to get a foul called.
Looks like an illegal screen. They're going to call on
they're going to call that on Rodriguez. That's her first.
Minute and 12 left in this third quarter. 25-20 both way.
And they're going, working around, trying to go inside the Yanastrosa. Stolen away by Ellis. Ellis going coast to coast, and
a bucket
in for two. Ellis with her first basket is down to a three-point game. 45 seconds counting. And Howard now. And worked the ball around, trying to go to Yanastrosa. 30 seconds left on the clock.
Reaching foul on Ellis.
And for Ellis, that'll be her second foul. Clock stops with 22.3 seconds left. Burton now trailing by just 3 points.
Be a big stop right here.
Down to 10 seconds. Or then we get a shot off. And another whistle. And we're going to get a foul called.
Hernandez.
And for Hernandez, that's her third.
7 seconds left in this third quarter.
And bounce pass over to Howard. And they got to get the shot off. Three-pointer, he hit it. Andy Edwards with a big three at the buzzer. And that'll make it 28-22 going at the end. 28-22 goal point at the end of the third quarter. And we will come back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Builders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And as we come back here, Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you from Georgetown Eastview High School, and it comes down to the fourth quarter. Gold Flight Lady Eagles leading the Burton Lady Panthers 28-22. And Burton with the inbound pass. Layla Ellis drives pass back out to Rodriguez, and Rodriguez misses the three. And they're going to call traveling on Greenway. And so Burton will get it underneath their own basket. And Rodriguez, inbound pass to Hernandez. Hernandez back out to Brazier. Back to Hernandez. Over to Ellis. Ellis puts it up from the free throw line.
Yeah.
It went in.
4-point game here.
Yep. And it's 4 points down for Layla Ellis. As we're down to 7:23 left to play. They work the ball around. Ed driving the lane. Up and in for two. And that was on Howard. That's her second. Her second basket, 4 points total. Now stolen away by Greenway. Up ahead to Howard again. Howard drives, misses the shot. And coming down with it is Ellis. It's 30-24. And Coach Kaplan wants a timeout. And let's see if this is going to be a 30 or a full. It is a full timeout, so we'll take it with and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Go fight win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens, and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
As we come back, Burton, the basketball pass is too high for Brazier, goes out of bounds. And so it will belong to Goldthwait. Goldthwait bringing the ball up the court. And call for traveling. That's a Burton right now trailing this one 30-24. 6:34 left to go in the game. And by the way, we've also still to come Brenham Cub basketball tonight. Cubs taking on Iowa Colony in the area round. The pregame going on right now on our sports alternate feed. As Hody puts up a three, misses. Rebound.
Ellis with the hustle.
Ellis puts it up, misses. And Brazier with a rebound.
On the arm.
Foul.
Number 10.
And as soon as our broadcast is over, the foul is called on number 10. That's Jaden Stewart, her second. And just as soon as our Burton broadcast is over, we'll switch to the Brenham game. It'll go from the alternate to the main feed in the radio. Turn around, Brazier puts it up, misses. Rebound, loose ball on the court. And Rodriguez went for it, and her elbow came down on the line. And it will be... Oh, apparently they got the timeout in ahead of time. The Goldthwait fans not happy about that one. But that's a heads-up call by Coach Taplin to get that one in. Yeah, we're just going to keep it right here.
6:11 left in this game. Goldthwait up 30-24. Burton's kind of pulled together and got a little bit more relaxed, maybe.
Yeah.
And made this a ball game.
Yeah. Coming down to the wire here, the winner of this will move on to the regional, the winner of this will be regional champions and move on to the state semifinals, which will be either Monday or Tuesday of next week. And then, of course, that would be just one win away from going to play for the state title at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The state title game for 2A Division II is next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Burton with the basketball. And Ellis puts
high
the
shot.
Up
by Ellis.
Layla Ellis with 6 points down. It's down to a four-point lead. 6 minutes left to go in the game. And in the corner, three-pointer. And let's see, was that Stewart or no, that was Howard with the three. And makes it now 33-26. Lead back up to 7 points. And three-pointer for Rodriguez.
And she hits it.
And Maya Rodriguez now with 9 points. And it's 33-29. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the game. And they go inside to Oosthuizen, and she puts it up and in for two. And Angelica Oosthuizen with 4 points. Makes it 35-29. Let's see if Burton can continue to answer. And a three-pointer by Alice misses. And ball is tipped to Greenway. She's been quiet here in the second half.
Yes. Brazier has been locked on her. Turnover by Goldsway.
And threw the ball out of bounds. She had 14 points in the first half, just 2 points so far here in the second half.
Coach Taplin put Lex on her, and that's your player. Lock her down, and she has.
Inbounds pass. Rodriguez Hernandez. Three-pointer by Hody misses. And a rebound. And up ahead, ball knocked out of bounds. And it is going to be Goldthwait basketball. And driving the lane is Edwards. And
travel.
Whistle. Travel called. And that will give Burton the ball back with 4:44 to play. Goldthwait leading 35-29. And Ellis coming out. Huntsman coming back in. And Hernandez bringing the ball up for the Lady Panthers. Is it over to Hody? Hody, long range three is short. And a rebound by Howard. Howard up ahead to Stewart. Now back to Howard. Howard going in the corner. And we get a whistle.
Timeout. Timeout goes away.
And timeout taken by the Lady Eagles. So this time we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. And timeout on the court. So we'll take it with them and we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
You know, ever since Burton pulled out of the press, Doug, it seems like we kind of took them out of their ball game.
Yeah, and now we come back, and we got 4:23 left to go in the game. And don't forget, on the alternate feed, it's the Brenham Cubs and Iowa Colony in the area round of the boys' playoffs. And we'll, as soon as this game is over, we'll join theirs in progress on the main feed. But right now, you can listen to the alternate feed if you want to hear that game. Meanwhile, we got a barn burner right here. Burton trailing by six. Huntsman with good defense on Howard. And has the ball tipped, and oh, but they do come away with it. And
threw it away. Nope, tipped by Burton.
And now inbounds pass to Howard. Howard being double-teamed, stolen by Rodriguez. She's got a wide-open layup. And misses the shot. Hernandez comes down with it and puts it up and in for two. And Val now with 8 points.
35-31.
Down to a four-point lead. And back the other way. And they lose the basketball again. And Burton coming up with it. Huntsman bringing the ball cross court.
Going to take it to the goal.
Yeah, we're going to pass it back out. And Frazier for three misses. And a rebound by Inestrosa. And now they're going to get the ball up ahead to Howard. And back out to Edwards. Going inside. Inestrosa up and in for two. That's her first basket of the night. And
6-point lead. 2:50 left.
Cody top of the key. And gives it to Brazier. Brazier now over to Huntsman. Huntsman back out to Hody. Over to Hernandez. Back out to Hody. Hody thought about a three. Pulls it down. Gives it back to Hernandez. Over to Brazier. And nearly lost that one.
3 seconds.
3 second violation called against Burton. And so a turnover by the Lady Panthers. Clock down to 2:28 left.
Got to get a stop here.
And they work it around. 3-pointer. And it went in by Jaden Stewart.
For a 9-point lead. 2 minutes left.
40 to 31. Hernandez driving, puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Howard.
Reaching foul on Hody.
I don't know about that one, Darrell. To me, it looked like that was all ball.
Yeah, but they're going to call it every time when they reach.
Yeah. And second foul call on Hody. And stops the clock with 2:04. Inbounds pass. And Goldthwait bringing the ball up the court.
Minute 50 left in this game. 9-point lead by Goldthwait. They're milking this clock.
Lady Panthers need to make a move here. Because time is not their friend right now.
No.
Down to a minute 35. And remember, no shot clock in high school, so they can milk this as long as they want to.
Gonna have to foul here soon. We're down by 9.
Got to a minute 20. And right now they're just passing the ball around. They're not even trying to shoot. Down to a minute 15. And now they pass the ball back out. Oosthuizen. And loose ball underneath. And they got it back again. And down to a minute to go. They've got to foul somebody.
Yeah. We just can't get to him.
And finally, Brazier.
50 seconds left. That's.
And for Lexi, that'll be her third foul. And inbounds pass. And Greenway with the ball. Down to 42 seconds.
Timeout on Goldthwait.
Yeah, we're just going to keep it right here. Burton trailing this one 40 to 31. And don't forget, after our broadcast is through over here, we got Brenham Cub basketball. Cubs taking on Iowa Colony. And that one is over at Ken Pato High School. And Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange, they're on the sports alternate feed. And when our broadcast is over, we'll switch them over to the radio in the main feed here. And inbounds pass. And Ellis with quick foul.
It's her third. We got no choice here, though. We got a foul fast. I mean, we're down by 9 with 40 seconds.
And once again, they'll inbound the ball. And it's going to be a foul. And they've got to the Greenway. And they're going to call that one on Brazier. And
Lex has done a tremendous job this second half. She has shut. Did she maybe 2 points this? Or did she score any this second half, Greenway?
Greenway, she held her two, yeah, she got 2 points the entire second half. After that, 14 points. And Ellis with another foul there. That'll be her fourth.
And a 1-1 now.
And it's going to send Kenley Howard to the free throw line. 35 and a half seconds left. And she hits it. That'll make it a 10-point game, 41-31. And she makes them both. And so 42-31. Hernandez drives, puts up a shot, misses. And they come away with a rebound. And now they're going to stop and pull out. 20 seconds to go, and let's see what was the call there.
Greenway turned it over.
Okay. And we're down to 18 seconds left in the season for the Burton Lady Panthers. Hernandez is going to put up a three, misses, and ball knocked around, and they come away with it, and that is going to do it. And that is your ball game. The final score. The Goldthwaite Lady Eagles win it 42-31 over Burton. And so the season for Burton comes to an end. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks of the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence, both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
And back we go here to Georgetown ECU. And once again, your final score, the Goldthwaite Lady Eagles 42, the Burton Lady Panthers 31. And the season coming to an end here at the regional championship. And while I know... there's some tears out there. also, it was a great run for the Lady Panthers. And anytime you can make it this far in the playoffs, Darryl, it's a big accomplishment.
What a year. It's a great year. Yes, it's disappointment right now that feels like the whole year was a failure. But they'll look back and sorry for Erin, our only senior. Gave her a big hug while ago. She's quite a competitor. But we're young.
Yeah.
We will be back. Mm-hmm. We ran into a more, should I say, confident team in the beginning. When we loosened up and we pulled out of our press, because they were beating the press, we pulled out of it. We kind of took them out of their game also. But and Lex, tip my hat to her. This Rayleigh Greenway girl, she's a ball player.
Yeah.
And Coach Taplin challenged Lexi. You shut her down. Held her to 2 points in the whole second half. And what'd she have, 12 or
14 in the first?
And we took them out of their game to keep us in the game. And then we hit some three-pointers and gave us some confidence. But they were just a little bit more, I'm going to say, playoff maybe experienced and more disciplined. They made the plays at the end to win this one.
Yeah, and before we go to break, one more reminder. High school hoops enthusiasts, mark your calendars for back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships will take place March 5th through the 7th, followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/basketball. And we'll take another break and be back with more of the pregame, the postgame, after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Okay. And as we come back here, and just got a score in from the Columbus and Bishop game, and Columbus lost their game to Bishop 56-39. So season coming to an end there for the Lady Cardinals. And let's take a look at our final stats here. And for the Burton Lady Panthers, leading scorer here tonight was Maya Rodriguez with 9 points, Valerie Hernandez with 8 points, and then you had Layla Ellis with 6 points, and Lexi Brazier with 5, and Harper Hody with 3. For Goldthwaite, their leading scorer was Riley Greenway with 16 points, Kenley Howard with 9 points, Andy Edwards with 6, Jaden Stewart with 5, Angelica Ustazen with 4, and then Christina Yanastrosa with 2 points. And we'll be back with one final wrap-up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here one last time to Georgetown Eastview, and your final score once again, the Goldthwaite Lady Eagles 42, Burton Lady Panthers 31. And Daryl, it's been another fun run with
what,
you.
What a great run, buddy. Proud for the Burton community. These girls made us proud again. You know, fell a little bit short. Everybody's goal is to get to that state tournament, win that state title. There's only one team that's going to do that. But I know this whole community is very, very proud of these young ladies. Now it's softball season. It should be an exciting season there. You're getting 3 starters now that came from basketball to join their softball friends to make that team even better. But hats off to the community for coming and supporting these girls the way they did. Radio station for broadcasting to get people at home that couldn't make it to listen to us, because they know a lot of these kids out here. They support them, and we're proud of them.
Absolutely. And don't forget, coming up next, we've got Brenham Cub basketball. Cubs taking on Iowa Colony in the area round of the playoffs. Stephen Drain, Tommy Lange with the call of the action. And that's going to do it for us here in Georgetown. Want to thank Mallory back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to our sponsors, and big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown said good night, everybody.
The progress of the Burton Lady Panthers playoff game was made possible by Burton ISD, Plan North Architecture, Telger Toyota, Burnham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dahman & Associates, Burton's St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe & Steel, Burton Friends & Neighbors, TNT Car Wash, Citizens State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's Buy and Buy, Wilman Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, J&J Packing, BBR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, the Bubo Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. Final score, Burton Panthers 31 to Goldwith 42. This has been a presentation of Cato Ridge High Sports.